In one single conversation, the Samaritan woman went from calling our Lord sir to prophet to Messiah. In other words, she had a conversion moment. And then after having encountered our Lord, what did she do? She could not wait to lead others to him. And she brought the whole village to him. The encounter with the very source of happiness himself had changed her life. Now, this longing for more, this desire for satisfaction, is a desire that, of course, everyone has. Right? It's a desire that's been placed in our hearts from the moment we were created. I mean, I preached on this many times. It's the reason why every culture, down through the ages of human history, have partaken in some sort of religion. Because our hearts recognize we cannot be satisfied with this temporal world alone. We long for more. We recognize there has to be more to life than what meets the eye. Yet, like the Israelites, St. Teresa and the Samaritan woman, many of our hearts can easily become hardened when we choose to live in sin, or just simply when we become disheartened by experiences we've had. Or like the Israelites, perhaps we no longer feel God's presence in our lives as we once did. I know we all can think of someone, like the Samaritan woman, whose heart had become so hardened that he or she has abandoned the church, his or her faith. Someone who has given up hope in humanity in a way. Or even if he has not given up practicing the faith completely, a hardened person just goes through the motions because he knows he has to.